Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Pastor David. Merry Christmas.
Our scripture text for this Christmas morning is taken from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 14 and verse 6. He who observes the day observes it to the Lord. Now the verse before this reads, one person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. As Christians, we have liberty to meet on the first day of the week, as the early church did, or any other day of the week if we like. We are also free to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ our Savior on December 25th, on some other day, or not at all. Now, to those who do not celebrate Christmas at all or are preoccupied with its alleged pagan roots or are so ignorant of the shepherding and the climate of Israel to say that Jesus could not have been born on December 25th, we know that this date is at least as likely as any other. We have two words, bah humbug, and such are not in attendance this morning. Our focus this morning for us here is on why we observe the day. First of all, we observe the day because it is a day of celebration. Second, it is a day of peace. And third, it is a day of new birth. Christmas, a day of celebration. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Mary and Joseph celebrated the birth of their baby boy. Now they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." We ended on those words as we came in praise this morning. "And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The angelic host celebrated the birth of the Savior right along with Joseph and Mary. So you see, on that first Christmas day, there were celebrations on earth and there were celebrations in heaven. The entrance of the Son of God into the world was cause for celebration then, and it is cause for celebration now. When we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ in our homes, in our churches, joy fills our hearts. And when the angels look down and they see this, they rejoice with joy inexpressible, saying, "This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Christmas is also a day of peace. Micah prophesied of the coming Messiah. "But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. Therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. And then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock." This is Jesus Christ, God our shepherd. in the strength of the Lord, the Lord. This is Yahweh, the Father. In the majesty of the name of the Lord, his God, and they shall abide, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. And this one shall be peace. Christmas, a day of peace. Jesus himself is our peace. Through Christ, we have peace with God. Christmas is only the beginning. The beginning of the way in which God's plan of the ages was manifested. Hence the announcement, glory to God in the highest and on earth. Peace. Goodwill toward men. Today you and I can make peace with God because God first made the peace offering of his Son for us. We read in the scriptures that Jesus Christ is our sin offering, and many other aspects of the Levitical offerings can be applied to him. But the one that seems most applicable to me this day, by way of the doctrine of analogy, is the peace offering that Jesus Christ is for us. If then Christmas is a day of peace, then Christmas is not a day of strife, or bitterness, or envy, or petty complaints, or family disputes. Let's strive to make it drama-free. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Are there any here this Christmas season whose sorrow this year? Maybe you've been sorrowing for several years now because of the loss of a loved one. When you think of this, when you think of their memory, pray, and God will hear. Because above all things, God desires for you to have peace on this day. This is his goodwill gesture to you. Now, Christmas is also a day of new birth. Mary brought forth her firstborn son, Jesus. For the Lord has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall encompass a man. Joy to the world! The Lord is come in marvelous fashion, born of the Virgin, the Savior of divine origin, was supernaturally conceived and naturally born. When you think about it, isn't the birth of a baby amazing? A miracle of God each and every single time. Now, just as every new physical birth is a miracle of God, so too is every spiritual birth. And I think you know where I'm going with this. John chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. These are the words of Christ. Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water in the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, this passage doesn't teach baptismal regeneration, as is the heresy of some. But what this is simply saying is that if you are going to go to heaven, you have to be born twice. First, you have to have a birth of water. In other words, a physical birth. What happens when a woman gives birth? Her water breaks, right? So you have to be born of water, born naturally. But if you wish to attain to heaven, You must also be born spiritually. Therefore, the Bible also says that whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. So in the physical birth, we are begotten naturally. In the spiritual birth, we are begotten of Christ. Let us make this connection. Christmas is a day of new birth. We celebrate the new birth of the Savior. Why not celebrate our own new birth? Whether it be for the first time, or whether we look back upon the day in which God, through Jesus Christ, through the agency of God the Holy Spirit, got hold of us, and we were born anew.
Amen.
Friends, let us get into the true spirit of Christmas and get on God's page. God's got a page. I think it's page number 1629 in my Bible. And it says, "He who observes the day observes it to the Lord." Let's get on God's program today and let's celebrate the birth of our Savior on this day, on Christmas Day. Let's make him the center. Let's make him the focal point. Let's make Jesus the priority. May this Christmas be to you a day of celebration, a day of peace, and a day of new birth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for enabling us to be able to come out to this place safely this morning, for those who are here, and for giving us the blessing of technology through which we may spread this word. We pray for our family, for our friends, for our brothers and sisters here at Firm Foundation and in the Church Universal, for all of those who have braved great difficulties, whether they be weather-related, as here in New England, or whether they be for some other cause, such as those our brethren experience throughout the world, especially in the Middle East, fearing persecution with violent threats in the houses of worship in Egypt and many other such places. Lord God, may the celebration of Jesus Christ's birth overshadow all of these things, all of these cares, and be first in our hearts this Christmas. May it be to us a day of celebration, a day of peace, and a day of new birth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.